Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bavonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Hey, well, I'm about that action, boss.
Take it out. This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Good morning, everybody out there getting off their graveyard shifts and getting ready for work. If you're at work, what is happening? Drive safely on those roadways. A lot more traffic coming in these days. And by the way, did you see the gas prices go back over? They're over six again. $6 a gallon. But anyway, we won't complain about that today on the Morning Roast. Good morning to you, Shasky, Spadoni. We got Lubbin. And we got Craig back in the building. Craig back working on the graphics. We got Lubbin out here not rocking any Miami Hurricanes gear this week because they stink. And Spadoni, you know, he's just in a bad mood because the Raiders stink.
Did you know that Miami, and I'll just quick aside here, college football, Miami hired the assistant coach of the year to put on that staff with Mario Cristobal.
The guy from Michigan?
Yes.
Offensive coordinator, yes. What's his name?
Josh Gattis.
Josh Gattis.
I call him the Kyle Shanahan of the ACC.
Oh, don't you start. Well, Bobby Joe's going to join us at 7:30. He'll have takes on.
I didn't even know they had an assistant coach of the year.
Assistant coach of the year.
That graphic.
They have that in the NFL now.
I didn't know. That graphic flashed up on the during the Miami game, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was like, what?
No, they've got that in the NFL now.
I didn't even know that existed.
Shanahan won the assistant coach of the year when he was with the Falcons as the offensive coordinator.
Oh.
Yeah, no, dude, Shanahan's got some hardware,
that must have been done before the Super Bowl.
It was voted out before the Super Bowl, okay. Yes. Bobani Jones will join us at 7:30.
Did you hear who's coming back?
Who?
You didn't hear?
Who's coming back?
Dude, this is a monumental day. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Probably one of the greatest characters in all of the land.
Oh, Deadpool? Wolverine. Yeah, I saw that.
Wolverine is returning.
I saw that.
Can't wait.
Oh, you guys are going crazy over
there. Of course.
I mean, that's cool. Deadpool's a good movie. The series of Deadpool is very, very good.
It's hilarious. Ryan Reynolds.
So it's going to be Wolverine and Deadpool.
Well, so in the comics, they kind of like were not enemies per se, but like they would always cross paths,
right,
and there would be these crossover episodes in the comics. Sometimes they would be together, sometimes they'd be kind of against each other, depends on, you know, which volume you're looking
that.
At
dude, I can get with that.
Okay, so this
I like Deadpool, I like Wolverine, I like Spider-Man, I like some of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Well, you lose me when you talk Star Wars.
No, that's
and all
okay.
This
that's okay.
Stuff,
so Lord of the Rings, the question that I was asking the boys, and I'll ask you this: it's just something fun on the side for the first hour.
You know why? You know why we need fun? Because a lot of people say we're not having fun.
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun today. I've got some solutions.
No, I'm not today. I'm talking about the last 2 weeks.
What about this show? Does not sound fun lately.
Well, I mean, seriously,
it's been a blast.
People are like, these guys need to laugh. Somebody tweeted at me: you guys need to laugh a little bit when you talk 49ers.
People that do that, I'm Big Sean. I don't wait you. All right, so don't worry about it. Oh, here's what I would say.
That was really bad. I don't F with you. You can say it. It's not the whole thing. You can say F. I guess I got to take the bullets here. Jeez.
So I want to ask this question. When I think of Mark Hamill, I only can think of him as Luke Skywalker. Okay.
Okay.
When I think of Hugh Jackman, he's been in so many other movies.
Right.
I synonymously associate him with Wolverine.
Okay.
who else in pop culture do you think of as one specific character?
Wow, like that's a
great
question.
Penn, for example.
He's been
in a million movies. Color's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Right.
But he's Spicoli.
Right.
He's
right.
Gonna always be Spicoli to me.
Yeah, Al Pacino's always gonna be Michael Corleone.
Okay.
Or Scarface.
He's been in so many movies.
But like Denzel Washington, right? I see him as Coach Boone, but then I see him as like
the dirty cop. But he's in too many good movies.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, when I think of Hugh Jackman, I instantaneously only think of Wolverine.
Yeah.
When you think of Mark Hamill, you think Luke Skywalker.
Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man.
That's a great one.
I don't even remember.
I don't even know the guy's name, but I think of Thor. And I go, oh, that's Thor.
That's Thor.
I don't even know his name, but that's Thor.
Yep. Harry Potter, whoever that character is.
What's his name? Lovman? You said Chris what?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
Daniel Radcliffe for Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter. There you go.
I'm just not into that one. You want to talk about nerds. I mean, Harry Potter. Come on.
Hey, very educational.
That's on the bottom rung of the fantasy section.
You just came out and said you were so excited for Hugh Jackman comes with Wolverine, and you're talking about Harry Potter fans. It's all the same.
But listen, Harry Potter, I got to say, man, I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh, it's humongous.
I was working at UPS, and we had a special day of like, oh, it's Harry Potter Day, where all these trailers come in with nothing but Harry Potter books. It was all Harry Potter. We got extra hours for it. I was like, damn, Harry Potter's a big deal.
Yeah,
it was like 54-foot trailers, multiple of just Harry Potter books filled to the brim.
Wow.
It's like Harry Potter's a big thing, or it was a big
thing. And we're going to get into sports. Believe me, I've got some solutions.
Yeah, Sly, Rocky, 408, Comcast Business Text Line.
You know what? That's a good one.
That is good.
Sylvester Stallone.
Rambo. McCulkey.
Yeah, but he is Rambo, too.
Yeah, but I see him as Rocky, though. I see him more as Rocky.
You see him as Rambo? You better get some body bags, because if you're going to go after John Rambo out there in the middle of nowhere.
Could you release Rambo today?
No. The fourth one, he goes to Afghanistan, and he's tied to a bed. It's one of my favorite ones of all time.
He's tied
to a bed, and he like rips the bed off, takes the microphone from the guy, and smashes him in the head.
You know what? He has been in so many movies, so like Cliffhanger, Demolition Man.
What's the one where they're all old? They're all old. It's not the Avengers. It's the old timers. What is it called?
The Expendables. The Expendables. You can't see that. Jack Nicholson, can you just see him as the Joker?
No, because to me, he's also The Shining.
Yeah.
You know, he's a lot of different things, but like, you know. Like,
see, I can't just see Arnold Schwarzenegger as Terminator. Because Kindergarten Cop. What about him in Kindergarten Cop?
Last Action Hero.
Predator.
What about Eraser?
Yeah.
Total Recall. Running Man.
Anyway, so we're just having fun here. That's what I'm saying. You have to be... Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. Give me someone. Like, Macaulay Culkin is one that people put on the text line.
Home Alone.
I think of Home Alone.
Home Alone.
I think of Home Alone
no
instantaneously. So, anyway, let's have a little fun today.
Yeah, no. Eddie Murphy, he's in too many movies.
Too many.
Too many, right?
Too many. To 24 hours or whatever. 48 hours, excuse me.
James Earl Jones, too many movies.
See, they were saying James Earl Jones is synonymous with Darth Vader, but I'm like, that's the voice, not the face.
Right?
So,
Sandlot, he had his little cameo there.
He was amazing in Sandlot.
He was amazing.
Sandlot's one of my favorite movies of all time.
What about Jamie Foxx? Do you see him as Willie Beeman?
No, I see him as the president in Something Falls Down. What's that?
What movie is that?
Come on, where the White House gets exploded.
White House Down.
He's been in so many movies. So many movies.
And he was excellent as Ray Charles.
He was great as Ray Charles.
Yeah, he was excellent in
Chadwick
that one.
Chadwick Boseman. A lot of people may say Black Panther, but he was also James Brown.
I know.
You forget how good he was as James Brown and
actor.
Jackie Robinson. Yeah. Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
So we're now a pop culture show.
We are. For like 14 minutes.
Heath Ledger, the Joker. It's another one.
So, you know what?
But he's also in Brokeback Mountain.
But I never watched Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, okay.
I never watched Brokeback Mountain.
Securing my masculinity.
No, I never watched it. I didn't. Did you watch Brokeback Mountain?
I've seen it, yes.
How I say it like that?
Well, because everybody's seen it.
I've never seen it.
Okay. Well.
So, I know Heath Ledger is the Joker.
Okay.
He's great. All right, with that said, let's move on. That's right. Statue's giving me the look. He's giving me the look. Hey, the Giants lost a play yesterday. We're all wearing Giants gear.
I know.
They win.
Did you hear about this? If the Giants win out, they could get to 84 wins.
I know. How crazy would that be?
84 wins.
How crazy would that be?
Can we be real? Of all the horrible things that have happened this year, Jock Peterson has been fun. I know he's not a perfect player. He's been fun.
The leadoff home run was cool.
All right. Joey Bart quietly has developed.
Yes.
Okay. Now, no one is sitting here saying he's Buster Posey 2.0.
Real quick.
But he's not a bust.
Can I say something? So I was talking to Lubman yesterday on a show call. around 5, 6 o'clock. And I said, hey, Loveman, don't think I don't notice when you throw the Giants on the rundown. He throws it on the first block every single day. And yesterday, I was ready to rip him to shreds for doing it. And I forgot. But like, he sneaks it in every single day. 605, 627, the open. I'm taking everybody behind the scenes. Uh-huh. YouTube, Twitch, Comcast, Business Text Line. We have our little rundown, right? We talk about what we're talking about. We're not scripted. It's just little bullet points for us. But every single day from 605 to 627. Yeah, we're not Colin Coward at that.
Dude.
Oh, my God. What a bad take he had the other day. Jeez, he just gets honestly, worse and worse and worse.
He has become Skip Bayless.
Yeah, he's awful. He's awful.
You were right. I was wrong. I will back off of Coward.
Well, no. At the time, I got it.
And it's gone total heel.
How come we give Brady and Stafford a pass and we don't give Jimmy Garoppolo a pass? Let me think. Because Garoppolo's not Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Brady.
Although anyway, Stafford will throw him up.
He will, and he's going to throw him up on Monday night.
Yeah.
He will throw him up to the 49ers. It's going to be a tough. It's going to be. I like the Niners this Monday. 605 to 627, the open. Giants beat the Rockies 5-2. They finished 9-4 in the City Connect jerseys. 17-5 all time since unveiling the City Connects July 9th. 9-4 this year, the City Connects. Maybe we need to wear the City Connects every single day.
You know what the City Connect jersey is? I'm a transplant. That's what that is. That is a flag to tell me you're not from here.
So
the hats are pretty cool, though.
See, there you go. Look, have won 7 of 8.
Where congratulations.
Was this? Are we the Tennessee Volunteers now with that shade of orange? Like, get out of here with that.
It is a totally different shade of orange.
Oh, we're the Smoky Top Giants.
I don't know what was going on back there. Have won 7 of 8. Where was this earlier in the season? Lumpman asked, kind of run down.
Well, because we didn't have the Rockies on the schedule and the Diamondbacks.
I know. Future face of the franchise, Logan Webb, lowers his ERA to 2.9, set a career high with 163 strikeouts last night.
Yes.
At 192 innings, and I know he got pulled, after the fifth yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, falls just short of a preseason goal of 200. That's it. That's our Giants talk. Listen to Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys for more Giants talk. This is on the rundown.
I know.
This is why Sam Lumpman might be producer of the year.
Quick aside on the Giants, and we'll laugh a little and we'll get out.
Yeah, let's laugh.
I told you that I really do like the quiet development of Joey Bart. Again, he's not going to be Buster Posey. That guy is a Hall of Famer. Joey Bart is an everyday player. Bare minimum, okay? So there's something there. They found something there. The biggest development for this year, on top of Logan Webb, basically cementing himself as a legitimate top-of-the-rotation type. I don't know if he's an ace. We throw the ace word around. I don't know. Like, Rodon's giving me ace out. Not that Logan Webb's numbers aren't great. Ideally, I'd like him to be a 2, and maybe you have somebody a little more electric as your number 1, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
The biggest development, Camilo Duvall is approaching 30 saves.
Yeah.
He has had a monster season, given how bad this team has been, given how bad the bullpen is, and how upset all of the rotation was throughout the year with all the injuries. For him to right the ship midseason, add another pitch. Now he's got the cutter, the sinker, the slider. That's obviously good. Has the straight fastball, but he's kind of backed away from that. He's having a really, really good breakout season.
So the Giants are in a situation to where they just got to find a guy for the 7th and 8th and hope for pitchers get through 6. Because the 9th is locked down.
100%.
Just name him your closer. He's your future closer. You go through the ups and downs with Camilo Duvall. He had his little slump, and then he bounced back in a major way.
This
the
9th inning. First full season.
First full season. 9th inning, Camilo Duvall.
He's legit.
So how do I figure out who pitches the 8th and who pitches the 7th?
That's where you
have to. I think that's an investment.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
You got to invest in the 7th and 8th innings and maybe even the 6th in case you get pitchers going 5 innings like Farhan likes to do, right? You get an Alex Wood up there. Okay, high alert. We need a bullpen arm for the 6th inning, maybe even the 5th. So focus on, I think, in the offseason. That's one of the two goals for me is get a 7th and 8th inning guy
to
lock things down. And now you build this bullpen. So now you put less stress on your starters to go 7 innings or 8 innings like Rodon and Webb has done all season.
So, the other thing that I keep coming back to is, we're waiting for all these young players to come through the system and we're excited and we're optimistic. And it does feel like quietly, after all our ranting and raving, it does feel like the farm is starting to produce the last month or so of the season. But here's where I get a little frustrated, because guys like Yaz are starting to come around at the end of the year. And I'm like, don't fall for the banana and the tailpipe.
Well, they are.
Like, do not believe that this is who he is. Oh, you know, he just struggled for 6 months, and the final 2 weeks is who he is.
He'll be bad at 160 for June, July, and August.
Not true.
Not true.
And I don't know if you saw this, but a graphic popped up on the telecast last night. And Bayshon, who's your buddy Sean Jordan from Bleacher Report, screen capped it, and I'm glad he did because I couldn't rewind it fast enough. I think we have misremembered how freaking incredible Tim Lincecum is. How many times have you and I had the conversation with people, Mad Bummer Lincecum, Mad Bummer Lincecum? Now, I know what Mad Bum did in the playoffs in 2014 is legendary, and I'm not taking that away from him. I think we have forgotten how gosh darn great, Tim Lincecum was.
Why do you say that?
This is the number. I'm going to show you.
Why do you say that, though?
Because I feel like we only remember 2010 and 2008 and 2009. He carried this organization.
Do you think people just, it's just been so much time that we moved on from Lincecum that we kind of, like, you could say the same thing about Joe Montana. You could say the same thing about Steve Young. You could say the same thing about Roddy Lott.
We talk about Sandy Koufax's little short window. And I'm not saying
his five-year window, which came on the back end of his career because the first 5 years, he struggled.
Like Nolan Ryan, couldn't find the strike zone. And so I look at Lincecum, I'm telling you, as the first 4 or 5 years of Lincecum are the greatest pitching seasons I've ever seen with my two eyes. And I saw Jason Schmidt have some dominant
years.
For
the Giants. You're saying for the Giants.
The Giants. Let me give you these stats. I just want to, through the first 79 games of a guy's career with the Giants, all right, Logan Webb has 390 strikeouts. Yep. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Right? It's top five. Bumgarner, 408. Matt Cain, 414. This is through the first 79 starts. John Montefusco, the count, 417. Okay, those are all the 400s, basically. Tim Lincecum, 598. 600 strikeouts through his first 79 starts. I really do think that we have misremembered how he is.
I don't know if we have. I think we know how great he is. We talk about it all the time.
You and I do. Do you think the young people do? Like our producer, one of the biggest Giants fans
I know.
What does
Lovett think? Lovett, get on here.
In your mind.
Get on here.
Is
let him speak. I was just see. He's been listening.
Yeah,
Lovett,
get on here. What do you think of Lincecum?
Oh, yeah, I know. He was one of the greatest shows in Bay Area sports history. I mean, the guy would sneeze and strike out 10 guys. It was, every night was a thrill to watch.
Yeah, so I don't know if people have forgotten. I think Lincecum's a god.
I think he's a statue.
I think we want more. Well, here you go with the statues. You want to give everybody a statue.
He's got one of the most unique pitching styles.
We won't have any room to walk on the sidewalk
without
a statue. But he deserves
one. He hung the first banner in San Francisco.
No, there's no doubt he did. And he was on the cover of the video games. He had the commercials. When the Giants were coming back and they were becoming relevant again, he was the face of the franchise. I don't think anybody's forgotten about him. No, we just get reminded from time to time. It's like, damn, he really was special.
When I watch those old highlights and him and his windup, dude, Timmy was so sick.
He was great. All-time great.
I love Logan Webb. I'm not trying to compare contrast Logan Webb.
There's only one Lincecum.
That's what I'm saying.
There's only one Lincecum.
That's what I'm saying.
There's only one Timmy. And I don't think we'll ever forget that. That's why when he came back when Bruce Bochy's last game.
It was incredible.
Who did Bruce Bochy want to talk to?
I almost cried.
Who did Bruce Bochy want to talk to?
Tim Lincecum.
And they talked for 45 to an hour, just them two. He was so thrilled that Timmy came back. And remember, there was always some murmurs like, oh, Bochy doesn't really like Timmy or yada, yada, yada. And I never believed that stuff. Because Timmy was so cool. He was so cool. He was the people's champ, dude. I miss Timmy, man. I hope he's doing well.
He really picked up on the vibe of the city. Like, at that time, you know, like, when you think about what the city represented at that time.
He was the city.
Oh, dude,
he was the city.
Perfectly fit into it. Let Timmy smoke at a time when weed was still a little taboo.
So I was cleaning out
my... God, I miss Timmy.
I was cleaning out my, you know, we're always donating clothes and stuff, right? And we're always trying to spring clean and stuff like that. And I've had this Timmy shirt. You know the one? It's orange. It says
that after they interviewed him on the field after they won the first one.
Yep. So I had that T-shirt. Bought it right before a Giants game, before Game 2 of the 2012 World Series, and I refused to throw it away. It is done. It's dingy. You can barely see the F. I'm like, and it's like, get rid of it. I was like, I can't. I just can't. This is my one piece of Lincecum gear, and I can't let it go. This guy was special. When you wear that shirt anywhere, or the Let Timmy Smoke
55.
Shirt, people know. They just know. So I don't think anybody's forgotten about him. I think you just want him. You want him to get his due with the Giants. And in due time, he will.
I want him to get. Okay, look at.
I will say this, though. And look, we just had Hunter Pence here in studio. Yeah. We love Hunter Pence. Lincecum, come on, man. We got to take care of this guy.
No, that's my point.
We can't. We took care of Hunter Pence.
55 needs to be retired. No one should wear 55 again. When you're the guy that hung the first banner, like I don't think that first playoff game against Tim Hudson was one of the greatest pitching games I've ever seen in my life.
It may have been better than Holiday's no-hitter that day.
Which was the same day.
I watched that in the airport. I was like, damn, Holiday's throwing a no-hitter. And then you see Lincecum follow it up that night. And you're like, oh, that's special.
Well, and what's crazy was 2010 was kind of an off year for him.
Right.
Like 2008, 2009, he was dominant. Like just unbelievably dominant. No run support. He was the man. The way I'm going at this is like I want him to get his just due. We need a Timmy Day. I don't know when. Maybe it's 420 every year. Maybe it's April 20th. We need a Timmy Day. I want 55 retired. I want the statue. And B, I know Joe, everyone should. He deserves a statue. What he represented post Barry Bonds, I can't encapsulate it into words.
Is he on a Wall of Fame yet?
I don't think he had the 10 years. I don't know if he got the 10-year minimum, which is another thing. It's
wait, 10-year minimum MLB requirement?
No, giant requirement for the Wall of Fame.
I think there's a secondary requirement that if you were part of a World Series championship team, you get to go on the Wall of Fame.
Hunter Pence is on a Wall of Fame. He didn't play 10 years with the Giants.
No, I know that. I know that. But I thought it was a 10-year minimum requirement because that's why Jeff Kent for a long time wasn't on there.
So if Hunter Pence is getting, and there's no shit, this is no shit at Hunter Pence. He was kind enough to come to the studio, join Damon and Rhino.
The hierarchy of San Francisco Giants all time.
It's Tim Lincecum way up here over Tim. Come on, it's not even close.
Since Juan Marichal, he's the best Giants pitcher in my mind in terms of regular season plus postseason success.
Baumgartner has an argument because his numbers with the Giants are sick.
Incredible. I'm not taking anything away from Baumgartner. If you're asking me to choose, I'm taking Lincecum because he resonated more with me.
P-Rock on YouTube. We need a Let JG Tin Cook shirt. I should have read that first. We need a Jimmy Garoppolo Cook shirt. Let Jimmy Cook.
I mean, is that Jimmy Cook. Pouring milk into cereal? Is that what his microwaving some Eggo waffles? Like, what are we allowing this guy to cook?
Let's get into the 49ers shirt. By the way, I want to bring something up about the Phoenix Suns. Did you see DeAndre Ayton in this presser yesterday?
No, my gosh. I must have been oblivious.
Warriors, by the way, landed in Japan about 6 hours ago. The Eagle has landed.
Put the turkey in the oven.
The Warriors
execute Stage 2.
Listen to the game.
Okay, Mac Dre.
Live, 3 a.m. on 95.7 The Game. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking. No compromises.
Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Rose with Bonte and The Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Steph?
Steph! Call him Tokyo Steph. Tokyo Warriors. Here in Japan to play the Wizards for 2 games. Then they'll be back on the homeland. The Warriors arrived in Japan 6 hours ago. And look, man, the Warriors make me happy. The Niners, you know, we rant and rave. We lose our minds. We get emotional. The Warriors, it's just all good in the hood. It's all good, baby.
I got to ask you some questions.
What's that?
So you were at Media Day on Sunday.
I was at Media Day on Sunday.
Okay. And you were shooting commercials for NBC?
Yeah, we're doing some commercials, doing some scripts, doing some promos.
Did my name get brought up at all?
You're
supposed to go with the Tim Hardaway. Mully don't really talk about me that
much.
Yeah,
I was trying to think, like, nobody really talks about you at Media Day. Slater didn't bring you up. Marcus Thompson didn't bring you up. P-Lo didn't bring you up. Bobby Fitzgerald, who joined us at 8 o'clock, didn't bring you up. Pookie didn't bring you up. Nobody in NBC brought you up.
Did Bob say hi to me?
Yeah. Logan Murdoch didn't bring you up. Bob did say hi.
Was Bob there?
Bob was there.
Bob Myers was there?
Oh, no. Oh, not Bob. He was somewhere. I didn't see Bob Myers, though.
See, if I was there, he'd have made an appearance.
He was upstairs.
He'd have made sure to say what up.
Steve Kerr didn't say what's up to you. Mm. Jimbo James Kincaid didn't say what's up to you.
That one hurts.
That does hurt. That's got to hurt. That's got to hurt big time. Yeah. Sharky, who works at the Warriors PR department, didn't say hi.
So explain to me what happened at Media Day, because it's been a couple of days, and we all are fired up for Warrior basketball.
No, we are fired up, man. And if people say, why am I salty?
What was your biggest takeaway from Media Day?
Just how loose everybody was. James Wiseman, very loose. Had a couple jokey jokes.
Uh-huh.
Felt he was in a good space.
Did he look bigger?
Oh, he looks great. He looks like he's in great shape, and all he's been doing is playing.
Okay.
Looney. Looks like he's in great shape. Draymond was in a great mood. He was asking about the pre and post game show.
Oh, nice.
Asking about Darrell Wright's role now that he's coach of the Kanye West team, Donda.
He didn't reference the 58 times we've traded him in the last 2 years.
He dapped me up and he actually shot a promo with me, and I was one thing I was worried about. I was like, I made sure to say, Draymond, man, the podcast is rolling, you know?
Don't bring up Ben Simmons and me driving you to Philadelphia.
Don't click on the video where we constructed a three-team trade.
This is what I'll give the Warriors. No, I mean this sincerely. We have talked so much about Warriors basketball because we care so much about
them. Flagship of the Warriors.
But the one thing I will give the Warriors is they understand us, me and you, fans, everyone at this station. Yep. When we throw out different scenarios, play this guy, play that guy, acquire this dude, get rid of that guy, it's because we want to keep winning.
Right?
Yep. And they understand that's like part of the business. They all say, oh, the basketball's part of the business. They don't take it personal.
No, they don't.
They really don't. How many times have we crushed four-time champion Steve Kerr?
I know. Bob Myers.
Anderson Varejao. You bring Anderson Varejao's name up, someone somewhere's head explodes.
Triggered.
Because Steve Kerr kept him in too long.
Triggered.
Right?
Triggered.
So, and like Draymond Green, like, I don't think we can talk enough about the finals. He played outstanding in the last quarter of game four.
And then five, and then
and six.
Because five, he was all the...
He was unplayable for three and a half quarter.
Remember game two, he was just completely psycho?
I still have videos on my phone of me in the upper bowl.
Right.
And the screw you Draymond chants that were way more explicit than that.
Jordan Poole, great mood. I mean, just absolute great mood.
Did you see what he did? He signed with Dockers.
Yeah, I saw
he's
that.
He's
a new Docker guy. He looks
my
good.
My wife's got the insights over and there at Levi's and Dockers, and he's one of the new people. It's a perfect brand.
Perfect brand for
Jordan
him
to be paired with.
So, like, they were
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're doing some social stuff for NBC Sports Bay Area where players had to pick between the A's and Giants.
Okay.
And Jordan Poole's like, oh, no, no, no. I'm Bay Area through and through. And he put both hats on.
Oh, so Cozumel somewhere got his wings.
I said, JP, you can't do that, man. Split catch. He goes, no, 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 no. This is setup. You're not going to get me in hot water with the East Bay fans or the West Bay fans.
So who chose the A's?
Moses Moody chose A's. I did see him, and I booed him. I booed them. I said, boo. But they were just in a great mood. They were light. And like, yeah.
Are they saying boo or boo earns? Simpsons.
Yeah, I remember that. But what was the dance when Homer Simpson became the mascot and he went to the big league club?
Oh, I forget what it was.
The Isotopes.
Yeah.
Isotopes.
What a great name.
Topes win. But the Dancing Homer is what his name. And they booed him. They didn't even like him. They were like, oh, get this guy out of here. But no, they were all in a great mood, man. And it's funny you mentioned Trayvon Green. That's all I think about. I was like, oh, he's coming to me. Oh, he's going to ask me about the Ben Simmons three-team trade that had everybody saying, oh, this could actually work.
86,000 views.
86,000 callers said, we'll drive him to the airport for Ben Simmons. Would we do that now? Hell no. We wouldn't do that
now.
Was
he looking spry? Because I am worried about that back.
He looked really good.
Okay.
He looked really healthy.
It's not him running around, obviously.
It's not him running around, but he looked good. He looked like he's in great shape. Like, you know, that's been the thing with Draymond Green coming in a little overweight. Last year, he didn't come to the start of training camp. He looks ready to roll.
Well, I do have this just overall sentiment that the team's going to look a lot different moving forward after this year. This feels like to me, maybe I'm getting too ahead of myself.
Who knows?
But I really want to sink into whatever this year is.
Right.
Because I don't know what the future holds, but it feels like one last great ride.
But you know what? I got to say, they all feel like they want to stay. Like Andrew Wiggins, for example. Low-key funny. He's doing his media shoot. I'm standing there with Marcus Thompson and P-Lo. And then Wiggins is like, oh, man, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And it's just, he's so funny. And he's so at ease here with the Golden State Warriors. And we're like, man, what you so tired for? Man, I've been here since 9 o'clock, man. I got to be here till 5. Then I got to go home. My two girls going to be running to me. Ah! But he's just... Andrew Wiggins is so chill. And you just talked about how Lincecum embraced the city and the culture and the vibe. I feel like Wiggins has done that, too.
And I noticed that his wife really loves it out here as well. I've seen some of her social media posts. I don't follow her, but you know when other people follow and it, like, floats onto your timeline? Mm-hmm. It seems like she not only loves the team and the organization, but they love the area.
They love the area. Yeah. Love it. So, Spadoni, are we airing? We're airing the Warriors game, correct?
Yeah, so 3 a.m.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Oh, I was like, okay.
2 minute warning.
3 a.m. The game is going to be telecast.
3 a.m. On 95.7
game. Yes, on 95.7 the game.
So, everybody, if you listen to it, I'm sure they're probably going to show it on NBA TV.
And we're going to replay it at 6 p.m.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Huh? Little double dose of dubs. I like it. Dubs are fast. And see how happy we are talking Warriors basketball? We're so happy. Happy, smiling. There's no worries. They're champs. And then we have the 49ers. Oh, you want to ask about
Jimmy?
Hold on that. DiVincenzo. He looks like Bob Fitzgerald. I seen him. He was like, Fitz was just looking at Dante DiVincenzo. He goes, he's the perfect fit for this roster. He's going to be so
good. Was Fitz in his bag?
Oh, Fitz was in his bag. Yeah. Oh, we're talking Notre Dame.
Mid-season form.
We're talking football.
Let's be real. I love Notre Dame. Freeman. Oh, boy.
No, he thinks he's the perfect coach. He goes, Freeman's going to get his quarterback.
To lose to Marshall? What is he the perfect coach for?
Hey, they beat North Carolina. They've won two in a row.
Whoop-de-doo.
They beat two in a row. They're 2-2.
I never thought I'd say this. Boy, I miss Brian Kelly.
No, you don't. Come on. You can't do that after four games.
I'm teasing.
Yes, you know you're not.
They look horrible, B.
Brian Kelly, he ain't doing much better than LSU.
Oh, no, he stinks, but he was perfect fit in Notre Dame.
All right.
Arrogant.
All right, I guess the two-minute warning is up. What's coming up? Sponsored by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, no compromises. A little more dubs. We'll talk about the return of Andre Iguodala, what that means for the roster, and then we will pivot to the 49ers. But Shasky's got some special stuff.
I have a solution for the Niners.
He has a solution. He's going to put on his offensive coordinator hat.
Yeah.
And figure out how to get this offense rolling for Monday Night Football against the LA Rams. That's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Captain Saber Jimmy G.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Shout out to Film on Mike. Shout out to Wu-Tang. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, it's the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Song's classic.
It's about the Triumph, ridiculous.
Though? The Triumph is the one.
I think the Wu-Tang the second, the double album.
Yeah.
And they said it in the album. This is 10 years ahead of its time. And yeah, it is.
It was.
And then, as he said, don't go to summer school. Don't go get your GED. Cop you a new Wu-Tang album.
This is great.
Ghostface Killah, I didn't really feel him for a long time until I got a little older.
Right.
And then I realized, oh, he's on some like next level stuff. Hey, RZA too.
He had a versus. Who do you have a versus with? Ghostface Killah.
Him and Raekwon.
Raekwon, that's what it was.
They were like enemies, but then they were also like together, and then they did the verses together.
Raekwon, yes, and Ghostface Killah.
Well, they got albums together
too. And I was just like, the bars they both were spitting.
Ridiculous, bro.
I was like, oh my gosh. I forgot how good they were.
One of the greatest hip hop songs of all. Hip hop. If we're just going to overall hip hop, the MGM.
Yep.
By Ghostface and Raekwon. Yep. I think it's one of the sickest songs. It's a story, essentially. Yep. I love story raps. You know, those are like my favorite raps. And so if you bust that one out, it's on the second album that Wu-Tang did. And then, of course, ODB is just like a legendary character.
Rest in peace, ODB. What was it on MTV where they followed him around with the cameras?
Well, he had the welfare check.
He had the welfare check. And he was the check cashing spot.
And then the IRS came calling because he was literally cashing in on millions.
I mean, going to welfare
him checks. On TRL is one of the funniest segments I've ever seen in my life.
All time.
Unbelievable.
Right?
All time.
And he got hits, though.
He got hits.
He only got a couple albums, and he got hitters.
What movie was it in where he was flipping the burgers and he was like touching his nose and stuff? What movie? He had a cameo in a movie. Find it up, Spinotti. He had a cameo where he wiped his nose and he's like, oh, you want a cheeseburger? All right, that's coming right up. And he like, why?
Was it Keenan and Kel?
No, it was not Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger.
I want to say it was Belly or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out in a second.
Where Method Man goes out
shooting?
Wasn't
Belly. What movie was that? He was flipping burgers, man. It was like a real quick cameo. This is going to bother me. Text line, come through. Come through, text line, for me. Comcast Business text line. What movie was that? I'm not going to read that one. So, last thing on the Warriors, because we got Bobby Fitz coming in at 8 o'clock. I'm not going to read that. Sorry, 925. Not going to get that text read.
I think it was State Property is what it was called.
Oh, with Beanie State Siegel. Property,
Beanie Siegel. That's what it was.
And
told
Freeway.
You. Yep. And he's just had the Chevy, quick cameo.
Rocked the mic,
he's like
right.
Wiping snot off his nose. And he's like making burgers and like, yeah, we're not going to eat that
State
burger.
State Property. SP.
One and two. They had two of them. One and two. Noriega. Remember him? Yes. Dave Dash.
Yes.
Jay-Z. Great movies.
Nori. He got that podcast going pretty good now.
Drink Champs.
Yeah.
Drink Champs. They sat up there and smoked weed and drink for like 3 hours. DMX one is so long. Like 2.5 hours an hour. You know we go riffing off of DMX. Like
I play that video clip that you were talking about all the time.
With the freestyle dog?
Yes.
Yeah, so DMX.
And then my dog gonna get you. Yeah,
right. What a guy said, I swear DMX's dog was ad-libbing on the freestyle. Word to my mother. I was like, whoa. Damn. He had a legendary performance on Drink Champs.
Yes.
Legendary. He also had a rapper. And he said, man, DMX took my girl for the night. He just came out of the hotel room and said, come here. And she went to his room. Oh. And the guy was like, I was a virgin. And he took my girl. And DMX on the podcast goes, well, if I would have known when he was virgin, then, you know, maybe I would have, you know, but dogs got to eat. I was like, all right, DMX.
I come to you quiet. I come to you hungry. You know when he would do his, like, prayers?
Yeah, his little prayers. He was great, dude.
Are we going to get into some sports today or what?
I don't know, man. Do we want to? Do we just want to go 3 hours of straight pop culture?
I'm ready for that, but I don't know if the audience is, but I'll give you this. I have a solution for the 49ers.
All right, real quick. Andre Iguodala being back, that mean anything to you?
Sure.
Mentor role.
I didn't realize how many people are triggered by Andre Iguodala. Because I don't forget who, a couple different people. My buddy Will Lucy, who's a 24-time CYO champion, was like, dude, this guy should just be coaching. Why is he a player? And this is what I would say to people. And I heard this regarding the Heat. So
Udonis Haslam.
Exactly. And so they're like, hey, Udonis Haslam has been a Heat player forever. And everyone's like, why doesn't he just become a coach?
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I don't pretend to know the intricacies of the player-coach dynamic. But my understanding is the reason why Eric Spoelstra continues to keep Udonis Haslam around is because once you become a coach, you are not considered one of the people behind the lines. Mm-hmm. You are considered management to the players.
Right.
And there is a line. There's like a demarcation.
In their minds, mentally, it's like, okay, he's
He's management.
Coach. He's here. Right, right.
He's management on some level. And so, you know, when Spoelstra is screaming and yelling in the huddle during the playoffs last year, and then you get Udonis Haslem jumping up, yep, ready to defend the coach and putting Jimmy Butler back in his place, it hits different if Udonis Haslem is just the coach.
Right.
Now, most people will be like, Joe, you're absurd there. But that's what the explanation is. Right. Now, whether you buy it or not is up to you. Mm-hmm. So part of why they bring Iggy back, clearly Steph likes golfing with him.
Right.
That's number one.
Doubt.
Okay,
no
let's
doubt.
Just call it what
no
it
doubt.
Is. And number two is, I do believe there's some wisdom that Iggy can impart on a lot of the youngsters.
Well, they're looking at Kuminga, they're looking at Wiseman, or even Looney. You see Looney sitting next to Iguodala a lot on the bench.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Moses Moody. He is there to put a foot in you-know-what JK's butt because they realize the potential that Jonathan Kuminga has.
Yes.
Jonathan Kuminga can be a very special player in this league. Defensively, he has potential to be a DPOY.
Agreed.
I think he is that good.
But
now,
he's
there's
still
a lot
in the incubation stage.
Yeah, no doubt. No, he is so raw, it's not even funny. Can't drink. Can't illegally drink.
That's crazy.
But seeing JK walk around, what's up, man? And he's like happy, and he looks, I'm like, damn, JK looks like he's in great shape. Iguodala being on the end of the bench is not the worst thing in the world. And there is something there. There is something there to helping the youngsters and seeing things on the bench. So when they do get into the game, like Jordan Poole, they had the game on yesterday, game 5 of the NBA Finals. Uh-huh. I was watching it last night, Celtics-Warriors. They're replaying the game. And Jordan Poole had a terrible stretch in the second quarter. And Iguodala was on the floor. And he's like, every possession, talking to Poole like,
yeah,
you know, looking at him, and then when he gets to the bench, he's like, hey, you got to see this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why I do this, and you got to do this. And then later on in that game, what happened? He had the third quarter explosion, carried over into the fourth mm-hmm. quarter. Warriors win game 5. They go 3-2 and seal the deal at 6. So I like Iguodala being back. I have no problem with it.
No, I don't have a problem with it. And the only thing I would say to Iguodala is just, dude, don't bring up the money thing
to
everybody.
That's always going
to
happen.
Yeah, but that's triggering to people, and I feel like it's just a little condescending.
You got to take it as a joke. Iguodala's got it. You know.
I do, but I think a lot of the average fans, the consumers, they're struggling to be able to afford a ticket to a Warrior game.
No doubt.
Right? And so when you talk about money and stuff in these particular times, I do think it hits people a little different. That's all. You know, everybody likes the guy. Everybody likes the player. They know that he's probably limited. He's only got a couple of minutes throughout a month, let alone a season left in his game. But that's one thing I did notice, B, when I was at the games in Boston, is that, you know, everyone's going crazy, right? Frenetic at these timeouts because, you know, the crowd's going nuts and they're on the road. Iggy's the first guy off the bench going toward the players mm-hmm. that are coming off the court.
Yep.
And he's putting his arm around some of the younger players and he's talking to them. And I'm saying, look, this guy's been in so many big time games. You know, they have to listen to him and have to respect him. So I think it's a great move for the organization.
It's a great move for the organization. And I can't wait to have the Dubs back again. You can listen to the game live on 95.7 The Game at 3 a.m. Friday morning. We'll replay it Friday night at 6 p.m. Warriors and Wizards, their first preseason game, first action. So we'll see a little bit of everybody. PBJ is out there. A lot of people like it. PBJ. Rollins is going to play. So
who
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Who doesn't like PBJ?
Yeah, I mean, everybody likes PBJ.
You got to have milk with it, though.
You do. Or juice. You can go juice
with peanut butter and jelly?
I like apple
juice. Are you serious?
I like apple juice with peanut butter and jelly. I do.
That might be the worst take you've ever had.
It's great to try apple juice.
Put that on the poll right now.
You could go apple juice
with peanut butter and jelly. Yes or no?
It's whole milk only.
No, you can't do
whole milk. You could do apple juice. You could do orange juice. You could do Capri Suns.
Is this a safe space?
You could do Capri Suns. I'm telling you.
Is this a safe space?
Yeah.
I cut real milk out of my life a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten almond milk.
Yeah, I'm almond
and
soy.
Almond
it depends which. I'm now reading labels, and so I look for...
I'm now reading labels.
I'm being honest.
No,
for gut health. And I'm trying to have whichever brand has the least amount of gums in them.
Right.
I think it's like xanthium gum or whatever. That's mm-hmm. the one that I will choose at the grocery store because it seems like the almond and soy selections tend to be erratic at most places.
Right.
They switch up a lot.
So this is where I'm at. Yeah, no, orange juice, but no, oat milk, almond milk, soy milk. I've been doing that for like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
It's been in my life. But yeah, juice and crack back. Come on, man. Come on.
Juice?
Yeah. Put it on the poll. What's YouTube saying? You can't do that? Yeah, juice is valid. Bryce on YouTube. Juice is valid
with
PBJ.
The one other person.
Yes. Let me see. You mean he had toilet action after eating that with apple juice or orange juice? Yeah, juice is good. good.
Bonta, you are nobody, my dude.
Oh, come on, Dan.
You can hear how far down the text line he has to scroll to find someone who agrees with him.
No, it was actually the first thing I saw.
You have learned radio. You come in, shots firing now. Let's go.
We've broken the bib quite well here on the Morning Roast.
I am really excited for Warrior basketball this year.
Yeah, I am.
I'm ready to see what the four-time champs have in store. Look, I know. Enjoy your homer. I really think they can repeat.
Oh,
I really do. And that would just be, if they repeated, that's like the cherry on top of the dynasty.
Five rings for Steph. Clay.
When we thought they'd never get another one.
So they've been doing these 10-year challenges, Clay and Steph.
Oh, that's
and like
cool.
Clay did it when he first got drafted.
Yeah, yeah,
and then 10
cool.
years later, he's got four championships.
That's pretty
four
cool.
Larrys.
Yeah.
And then you see Steph,
four
10
Larrys,
years.
Huh?
Four Larrys. That's what we're calling
you
them.
Sound like goo.
Four Larrys.
Chips and offs.
Well, I've been and saying that. You forget I have slang in my vocab too, but I went the journalism path, so I throw a little extra in there. But the offs, I'm not mad at that. Anybody get triggered by the playoffs or Guru saying the offs?
I had just never heard the offs ever.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't heard.
I think
offs.
It was something he made up
yeah,
and
probably.
Just is stuck with.
Lay off.
But like the rat on the table thing. I know he said a boss gave it to him. I still don't believe him.
I still believe he took the lab from me. He stole it from me when I first got here.
God, no, Bonta. Not JT the Bigga Figure who had Dwelling in the Lab as the name of his album cover.
Right,
one of the greatest names of all time.
Because now all of a sudden it's all about Guru's Lab. I was like, when I used to do Facebook Lives, I'd be like, live from
How
the lab.
How many explosions has he had in that lab mixing two takes that have nothing to do with each other?
Stay off of my timeline.
By the way, real quick.
How can he be in on Jimmy and out on Kyle simultaneously? Yeah, the whole thing made no sense.
He's out of control.
I love
the
guy.
He's out of control.
And I know he's listening right now.
Right now. Let me tell you how else he's out of control. You notice, Guru. You notice that Guru, ever since YouTube has been fired up and Twitch, he's starting to come in with the Hawaiian shirts and nice button-ups.
Too.
The watches. Oh, Steiny's wearing nice shirts.
I mean, he wore a white shirt that was wrinkled for months on end.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are trying to dress up now for YouTube from 12 to 3.
He keeps getting those $140 haircuts,
hey,
Steiny.
Mm-hmm. Spadoni knows. There's a lot of DTs going on with Steiny and Guru. A lot of diva tendencies going on from 12 to 3. We're watching and we're listening. A lot of DTs between Steiny and Goo.
I got caught up in Garoppolo mania.
Oh, did you? Again? Again? That may have been...
What's his record this year on gambling? Wasn't he like 4-23?
Oh, yeah. It was like, don't liquidate all assets. You will be homeless. And people can't... They follow our picks.
Shoot or shoot, though.
Who you got this week, Bonta? I was like, I'm not giving you a pick, so if you lose money, you come back down my road saying I'm an idiot sports broadcaster. I'm not doing it.
I ain't toot my own horn, but I am Hong Kong.
There's a drop for everything.
You are listening to
He's an unofficial third host.
7 the game. KCNCFNHC, West San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app in favor. 95.7 the game for the best and most up to date sports coverage. And don't forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 the game. Last time,
they said
Goop.
He's dwelling in the labyrinth, not the lab. Lost.
Wall
but
Street.
The highlights.
Remember, we all three did a show, and the boss said it may have been too much energy. I've never heard that before. It was too much.
Danny Fry, you're talking too much rap.
It's just too much energy. You, Goo, and Butch, we got to break it up a little bit. What do you mean, break it up?
He's been in the lab.
he's out on Shanahan, Carol. I can't keep up with his takes. I can't keep up. And he was ticked off about being on the cue card.
Are you shocked?
Is that good?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.